Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Jen Bunk here. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. It is a very merry time of the year indeed. Whatever it is you celebrate, however it is that you say it, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah. However you say it, we are sending you our thoughts and our love and our feelings of abundance and joy and peace during this holiday season. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, from my heart to yours. Thank you for being listeners. And thank you for choosing to make your career a priority. That's part of our mission here at the People Stack, is to really open up tech managers' eyes and then by proxy, even more people's lives, eyes and lives to the fact that your career, if you harness the power of your career, you absolutely can turn it into a rocket ship of impact, not just for your work life, but for the rest of your life as well. Your career is one of your greatest assets right now. And I want to honor all of you for choosing to make your career a priority. That's what you're doing by choosing to spend time to listen to this podcast, whether you're doing it, whether you're multitasking and doing it while you're working out or driving or walking or doing whatever. Maybe you're just sitting and snuggling with a cup of hot cocoa or a cup of tea or wherever it might be, you're choosing to make your career a priority. You're choosing to be the best leader you can possibly be by choosing to spend time to listen to or watch this podcast. So I want to honor all of you for doing that. And it's our mission to help everybody to make that choice. I can't make you do it, but what I can do is start some great conversations, put out some great content so that honest content, call it tight content, that doesn't just give you band-aids, but really gets to the heart, really gets to the truth about what making your career a priority means and what that can do for you. So this, speaking of truth, for this particular episode, I'm going to be talking about career downgrading. I don't usually go negative particularly in this way. You know, we point out the negative consequences of not upgrading your career so that you see what's at stake and you see that it doesn't have to be this way. And so in this particular episode, I'm going to go negative in a slightly different way with the same purpose. The purpose is to see what's at stake here, that if you don't choose and if you don't do it soon, if you don't choose to make your career even more of a priority and start taking action to actually fix it, I love that you're listening to this podcast. I really, really do. But between you and me, just listening to this podcast is not going to fix your career. It's not going to get you unstuck. It's not going to earn you a raise. It's not going to earn you a promotion. It's not going to land you a new job. You taking action and having the conversations that are necessary to do that is what's going to make it happen. So I want to talk about career downgrading to shed a real light on what is at stake here. Because I think for a lot of people, a lot of tech managers that we speak with, they think that the worst that can happen if they don't fix their career and they don't fix it soon is that they simply stay stuck. They simply stay where they are. And yeah, maybe they'll get lucky, you know, roll the dice and maybe they'll land that job, maybe they'll get that promotion, but they won't have fixed the core problem. So the reason a lot of people and a lot of tech managers that we speak with have not yet made the choice to not just make your career a priority, but take action to build your dream career, because that's really what we're talking about here. The only way to get unstuck from the strong vortex of negative that is your career right now is to shoot for the moon and shoot for the stars, to release yourself from the strain, from the power of that negative vortex, is to shoot for something so positive that this thing over here that you were stuck in doesn't even exist anymore. And the truth is, the worst that can happen is not that you'll just stay stuck. Staying stuck is actually the best that'll happen to you if you don't do anything. If you don't choose to take action right now, if you choose to continue to just kind of ride this out and not really take any serious career action right now, the best that can happen is that you stay exactly where you are. The worst that can happen is way worse than that. Is your career is going to downgrade. You know, it came to me. We talk about upgrading all the time. We talk about what we want for you all the time. Let's spend a moment talking about what we don't want for you. And let's spend a moment shining a light on the real worst case scenario here. And this is not with the intention of all doom and gloom and fear-mongering or anything like that. It's to, for a moment, realize what is at stake here. So these are true stories, no names revealed, no details revealed, but enough, lots of details revealed, enough details though, so that you get the gist of it. So what's the worst that can happen? I'll just keep this job. I'll keep this job at the same pay. And that's really the worst that can happen. I don't think I'm going to do anything right now. I'm just going to stay in the comfort zone. I'm going to stay comfortable. I'm not going to make any changes. Because the worst that can happen is, hey, I got a good job, decent pay. That's the worst. So I'm not going to do anything. It's too uncomfortable to make a change right now. Too uncomfortable to dive into the unknown. I'd rather deal with the devil I know than the devil I don't. And honestly, the devil that I know ain't that bad. So I'm good. That's the worst. Yeah, I'm good. I'll do this. That's not the worst that can happen. One worst that can happen is that you get demoted and you get a pay cut. Because that feeling that you're feeling like you're not quite up to par, you're not quite doing a good enough job, you're not quite yet cut out to be leading this team. That feeling that you have, your boss feels it too. And your boss is seeing how you're not showing up as confidently and competently as you could. So your boss notices struggling, maybe too harsh of a word, because you're not struggling and your boss doesn't see you struggling either, but your boss does see that maybe, just maybe, there's too much on your plate. That maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't have that many direct reports, or maybe you shouldn't have any direct reports at all. And your boss isn't going to take a chance here. Your boss isn't just going to kind of sit back and wait and see if you show up any better. Your boss has a team to run. Your boss has organizational goals to meet, and he knows he's not going to meet them when you're leading the team the way that you are, which is not very well. So your boss comes to you and tells you, meanwhile, it's all good. You know, I'm good. Worst that can happen is I'll just stay right here. Your boss comes to you and basically tells you he's demoting you. Doesn't use those words because, again, that's a bit too harsh, but effectively, he demotes you. He takes your direct reports away and they hire another manager to go in between him and you. And so now that manager is going to manage you to take some stuff off your plate because you're really overwhelmed. So now you've been effectively demoted. And he says, oh yeah, by the way, totally not related, but you know that it is. Things have been really hard right now, you know, COVID. So we're going to have to lower your pay by 10%. This has happened. This can happen. So don't think that other people, like your boss, don't think that they're not noticing the fact that you're not showing up the best you could be. There are dire consequences for settling. There are dire consequences for getting too comfortable. And it's not just about the money. It's also about your ability to build on the momentum that you've built in your career thus far. And the person that that happened to was basically effectively all the momentum that he had built in his career shot to hell. Everything that he had worked for to land a real manager position, a people manager position, gone. Gone in the span of a 5-minute conversation. And now he has to rework again, work again to rebuild that. So the worst that can happen is not that you just stay where you are. The worst that can happen is you get demoted. The worst that can happen is you get a pay cut. The worst that can happen is you lose all the momentum that you've built over the last 5, 10, 15 years in your career and have to dig yourself out of an even bigger hole. Here's another worst that can happen, a real worst that can happen. And this is related to work stress and burnout, because we have a lot of clients come to us who say that they want to be able to lead and they also don't want to burn out in the process. Yes, I'd love to earn 200K, 300K, half a million a year, but I also don't want to burn out in the process because I will not sacrifice my health, my life, my well-being, and the well-being of others because I'm burnt out too. But sometimes people are like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, I've been losing sleep lately, but you know what? It's okay. It's the holidays. There's a lot of stress right now. So it's okay that I've been losing sleep. There's no problem. You know, the worst that can happen is just that I lose sleep for a few more nights and then it's all good. And I know that I really haven't been present or even there for dinners and lunches with my loved ones, with my kids, with my husband, with my wife, with my partner lately, but it's okay. You know, worst case is this is just going to go on for another week or so to get through the stress of the holidays. And then we'll be back to normal and it'll all be good again. It's all good. You know, there's really nothing that I need to change. Because everything is really all good. And even if we were to just stay like this, it's actually fine. You know, it's actually fine. Everybody goes through this, right? You know, it's COVID, it's holidays. It's, you know, everybody has relationship struggles. I know that my wife and I we're arguing a little bit more than normal, but it's fine. You know, the worst that can happen is we have a few more arguments and that's it. And we're going to get through this. We're strong. We're going to get through this. And I don't even know this is because of my work either. You know, I know I've been working like 60, 70 hour weeks, but there's a lot of other stuff going on too. Like my wife's been kind of overreacting lately. I don't know what's going on with her. So there's some stuff going on with her too. But again, we're strong. We have a really great relationship. The worst that can happen is just we weather the storm and then we go back to the way that we were before. And that's fine. So I don't really need to do anything to change. That's not the worst that can happen. And for those of you who have gone through relationship struggles, broken marriages, separations, divorces, know that that's closer to the worst that can happen. We've had a number of clients who've worked with us, and there are many people who are close to me in my life in the tech world and beyond who ruined relationships because of their career, ruined relationships with their spouses, with their partners, with their loved ones, with their best friends because of their career, whether it was because of burnout or something else, just not being there, not doing what they needed to put into that relationship. And I don't want that to happen to any of you. And here's the thing. When you talk to people who go through this stuff, whether it's broken marriages, divorce, getting fired, that's another one too. The last thing that you're thinking is that you'll get fired until it happens to you. You're getting fired, taking a pay cut, getting demoted. When you talk to people who have gone through these things, listen to the way that they tell the story and the way that our clients tell the story is that I had no clue. I didn't think that this could happen to me. That's the stuff that happens to the other people. That kind of stuff, that really, really bad stuff. Divorces and getting fired. I didn't think that could happen to me until it did. Until it did. This is another invitation to take a hard look in the mirror. I do that often here. I'm not saying that I want you to live there. I want you to visit here for a moment. I want you to visit the true worst case scenario and ask yourself, is it worth it? You're telling yourself that now's not the time and I'm not comfortable with change and I'm not sure if now's really the time that I want to do this because it would be jumping into the unknown, whether that means going into the job market or up-leveling your pay or doing what you need to do to up-level your pay, to jump into the career unknown, to upgrade your career or to fix your career, to dig yourself out of the hole that you're in, to stop coping with it, to stop just keeping your head above water and to start thriving. And you're not doing it for some reason. You haven't made the decision yet to fix your career, to get unstuck, to upgrade your career. And you're telling yourself right now that it's not worth it to jump into the unknown to do it because I don't want to have to deal with the unknown. I'm afraid of the unknown. I don't want that uncertainty in my life right now. Well, guess what? The uncertainty is already there. Take a look at it from the worst case scenario perspective. You getting fired. You getting demoted. You losing 10, 20, 30 or more percent of your pay. You destroying your relationships with your loved ones, with your friends, with your wife, with your husband, with your partner. Getting divorced. Is getting divorced worth it? No, you will do everything that you can to fix your career because you don't want to get divorced. Then this is like, okay, what's the option? those are the options. If it were this simple, I know it's not, but if this is sometimes what we have to boil it down to just get ourselves into action so that we finally make the decision to do what we know what we need to do. These are the options. You can jump into the unknown as far as your career and deal with the uncertainty and fear of upgrading your career, or you can get divorced. Because if you stay where you are, that's where it's headed. You can jump into the unknown or you can get fired. You can jump into the unknown or you can get a demotion. You can jump into the unknown or end up in a hospital bed because you're so burnt out that it ruins your body. When you look at it that way, it's like, hell yeah, I'm going to upgrade my career. hell yeah, I'm going to make the decision to jump into the unknown and create my career, turn my career into a rocket ship. Because none of those other things are worth it. Nothing. There's nothing that you can do that would make getting divorced worth it. There is nothing that you could do that would make getting a demotion or getting fired or losing your pay worth it. Because we don't want any of those things for you. So then it's like, what's the other option? The other option is to decide today, not tomorrow, not in the new year, but today, that you are committed to upgrading your career. You are committed to getting unstuck. You are committed to getting to freeing yourself from being under-recognized, underpaid, and overworked for months or for years. You are committed to fixing it, and you're committed to fixing it now. And as soon as any of the, oh, but I'm not sure what it would take. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. It's like, I'll get ready. Because I don't want to end up divorced. I don't want to end up fired. I don't want to end up with zero money in my bank account and end up having to declare bankruptcy. Because that's where this is headed for a lot of you. When you realize what is at stake here, what is really at stake, you will do anything that you can to fix it. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to commit to doing anything and everything that you can to fix your career right now. Because by ignoring it and staying stuck, you're settling. And it's only going to get worse. And that, in the decision that our clients have made, our clients who are, you know, we just did a client review. We did a major celebration call last night with all of our clients, all of them who can make it on the call anyway. And we kind of put together all of the celebrations from 2020, this terrible year. Oh my goodness. This terrible year. We were putting together all of the celebrations. We realized we didn't have enough time to put together all of the celebrations. We needed to start the call. So many of our clients, we counted at least a dozen of our clients, and we know that there's more because we had to stop counting because we had to hop on the call with our clients. There are at least a dozen. I know that there's dozens of clients who have landed new jobs this year. And there's plenty more because there's those who haven't told us. There's those who haven't told us yet. New jobs, raises, promotions, and it's celebration after celebration after celebration. And the difference between them and you is that they made the defiant decision to take inspired, intelligent action and commit to upgrading their career. Because they would not settle for just good enough. And hell no, would they settle for those worst case scenarios. Not an option. What do I need to do? Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. And they get to do it their way. So I don't want you to interpret whatever it takes in like a, oh, so you mean I'm going to need to get burnt out and I'm going to need to like, I'll probably will end up in a hospital bed. No, thank you. No, whatever it takes means you commit to your dream. You choose your dream. What is your dream? You want to earn a 250K salary and you want to lead a team, joyfully lead a team of developers, and you want to have a Zen-like work-life balance. Great. You choose your dream and you commit to doing anything it takes to create that dream. You want to land a hell yes job as a product manager in a company that loves you and where you feel just so recognized and you're able to, you know, you're going to be able to take a 10-day vacation, completely unplugged, guilt-free vacation. Great. If that's your dream, commit to doing whatever it takes to create that. Because if you don't do that, then you're living your life and you're handling your career. It's on autopilot. And things are just going to happen by default. And when that happens, the negative spin is going to catch you and those worst case scenarios will happen. So what we want you to do is define your dream and commit to creating it. And here's what happens. You get resourceful and you're like, okay, I know I can't do this on my own. I'm absolutely committed to getting that promotion. I'm absolutely committed to being in the top 5% of wage earners in my company in the world. I'm absolutely committed to being the fastest one to ever get a promotion from manager to senior manager. I'm absolutely committed to freeing up at least 15 hours per week so that I can have more time to spend on my family. I'm absolutely committed to doing that. Then you're like, oh, hang on a second. I need some help here because I can't do this on my own. If I try to do this on my own, I'm just going to end up with the same outcomes which I've gotten before. And yeah, I'm going to stay stuck and it's going to get worse. I'm not going to let that happen because you're smart. You're resourceful. You're committed. If you knew how to do this, if you knew how to build your dream career, you would have figured it out on your own. So you get resourceful and you get help. And then that's when I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. If you are committed to hitting the ground running come January, I know a lot of people are like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to shut down now. I'm going to go on vacation now. This career thing, oh, we'll push it off till January. And then January comes and goes and February comes and goes. And so does March and so does April. And then before you know it, it's the middle of the year and yeah, whatever, you know, this career thing, not for me anyway. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep working. I'm going to work. I don't have to do anything special with my career. I'm okay. The worst that can happen is I just stay where I am. No, that's not you. That's not you. Because you're listening because you want something better for yourself. You want something better for your family. So hit the ground running. Commit to hitting the ground running in January. Building some momentum now in these last few days before we kind of launch into the holiday mode and vacation mode, so that when January comes, when January 4th comes, after all the holidays and the New Year's and all of that, it's like, I got a plan and I'm going to take this rocket ship to the moon, this career rocket ship. I'm going to take it to the moon. If that's what you're committed to doing, I want you to book a call with us, and I want you to book a call with us immediately. thepeoplestack.com/book. We've opened up a bunch of times on our calendar. And you know, for those of you who are like, oh, work-life balance, huh? No. We're taking some time off. People often are like, oh my God, you're working Saturdays, you're working Sundays. First of all, it's a pleasure and a joy for us to do that. Second of all, we're okay. You don't need to worry about us burning out. You need to worry about yourself burning out. That's why you're going to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We want the best for you. But I can't want this more than you do. You have to want to build your dream career. And you can go Burger King on this. You can have it your way, anyway, your way right away. There is no dream, there is no career dream that you can have that we're going to say, yeah, not possible, not going to do that one. Our clients are astounding us with the level of how far can I stretch my salary, my freedom, and my impact? And we're right there with them. And actually, we stay at least five to 10 steps ahead, because I know that in the not so distant future, our clients now are going to be like, yeah, I made 200 a year. How about half a million? How about a million a year? And we're going to be like, game on, let's do it. There's no career dream that's too big for us. We're living our dream. Rob and I are living our dream. It's an honor. It's an honor and a privilege to be serving others, to stand for tech managers who want to build yours. I know you want to build yours. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, season's greetings, however you say it. Much love to all of you as we roll into a fabulous, magical, momentous new year. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.